Blog Talk Radio.
But exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show this morning. This is your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams, and I am excited. Well, one, I'm excited because it looks like all technology is working. So we have chat room action. Oh, we're back, we're back, we're back, bigger and better. Yeah, that's why we say a setback. It's nothing but a setup for a comeback. And let me tell you, when you come back, you coming back better, smarter, wiser, faster, greater. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. When you get knocked down, I heard Mr. Les Brown say this, when you get knocked down, because it will happen, and if it hasn't happened, just keep on living. If you get knocked down, or should I say, when you get knocked down, or pushed down, or even if you just laid down, okay, or you may have fell down, oh, there's more than one way to get down, y'all. If you, let me rephrase it. I'm going to rephrase it a little bit from the way I heard Les Brown say it. You know, Les Brown is a great motivational speaker of all time. Awesome, awesome, awesome. If you haven't heard him, you need to check him out. That's Les, L-E-S, Brown. And you can find him on YouTube. But here's the thing. If you find yourself on the ground or down, make sure that you're on your back, he says. Because if you can look up, you can get up. Oh, that's right. If you can look up, you can get up. And what I love about that, and then I've seen somebody else said something, that a winning woman is a woman who basically what it's saying is that a winning woman is a woman that gets up, just gets up. just got to get up, period. No excuses. Just get up. You know, it's almost like, you know, when Jesus told the man, take up your bed and walk. Well, the man had been laying there for years. But what happened? He just got up and walked. And that's how it is with us. In our situations, it doesn't need a whole lot of thought and deliberation behind it. You don't need to call three people and ask them, do you think I should get up? Do you think? No, just get up. Get up and get going. Go somewhere. Do something. So good morning, good morning. Yes, yes, yes. I did send you, yes, the message and patch, so call me on my cell as soon as the show is over. Okay? So great, great, great. So good morning and welcome back those in the chat room. We got the chat room open today. Yes, you just did a 3-set each weight training and feel super. All right, good morning, Paul. Good morning, and we have some more people that we want to welcome. Welcome. I want to welcome the team at Lavender to Lace. That's a very dynamic women's career and personal and financial development training program. Check this out now. Career training. How to get a job. How to keep a job. Personal training. How to find your purpose. How to be empowered, how to raise your self-esteem and your self-confidence, how to take charge of your life, your emotions, your mind, how to take charge of the choices that you make in life. You know, the choices that we make in life determine our outcome, our ultimate outcome and destiny. So at some point in time in life, we must get control of our choice-making. Yes, we must get control of our thought-making, but we need to get control of our choice-making abilities as well. That's an ability that parents sometimes take for granted as we're raising our children. They come into the world, and let's just say they're an hour old, and it starts right there. It begins right at that second. It's not something that you're going to teach them when they get 13. We keep telling people, if you wait until they're 13, it's too late. Everything must be taught from the womb. I don't know what great psychologist you need to hear say that, but if you don't mind, you can hear it from little old Lisa. And trust me, it really, really, really doesn't matter. So our thought-making ability and our choice-making ability are two key areas that we need to get serious, serious, serious control. So what choices are we making? So we're going to make the choice to get up from our state. And like I said, my good friend, motivational speaker Les Brown says, if you can look up, you can get up. You can get up from there, I'm telling you. Because, you know, there's another saying that goes, you will achieve what you can conceive. And basically that means what we can see, what we can conceive, what you can see that is coming your way, conceived. What do you see for yourself? Because that's what you're going to achieve. So we're finding out and learning so much as I prepare to go speak to the youth. You know, this is the best thing that could have happened to me, was being offered these opportunities to go and speak to youth ages 14 to 18, though I have spoken with some that were right around age 12 and 13 as well. But one thing I learned in my research in talking to the youth, I see that I can use that for myself and for others, because we were all youth at one time, and that's another thing about the youth. They forget that we were youthful at one time. They forget that we were their age. So a lot of times when we're telling them things, they don't believe us, because they somehow think that we don't know their experience. They think that we were born in our 30s, in our 40s, in our 50s, whatever age we happen to be when we're raising them. They don't realize that we were once 10, 12, 13. And That's the sad part. I think children who understand that concept, and it's not an easy concept to understand, because it takes analytical thinking, and it takes a more higher level of cognitive thinking, and not all children are, you know, have that ability, because it hasn't been tapped into yet. So we have to tap into these abilities when our children are very, very, very young. And, you know, that's why some parents, they really focus on the math and science classes as well. I mean, English is very powerful as well, but you need math and science. And one thing I learned at age 33 when I was sitting in the, and like I tell some people, share my story about sitting in the zero, I call it the zero level math class. One thing I learned, and that was just life-changing for me mentally, it was life-changing for me, is that I learned that math was one of the ways anyway. It's not the only way. Don't get it twisted. It's not the only way. I'm not saying that, but it is one of the major ways to learn how to problem solve in life. Because when you solve a math problem, well, didn't I just say it? When you solve a math problem, well, you're solving a problem. And not every problem in life can be reduced to an algebra equation. However, every problem has some of the same components and dynamics and processes that you would use to solve a problem in life, like searching for alternatives, trying it more than one way, getting to the bottom of it. That was one of the things I loved about calculus, was how you could start with maybe six numbers and end up with a full page, 8.5 by 11, of calculations to get to the answer. And the answer may not make any sense at all. You get to the solution, it may not make any rhyme, has no rhyme or reason. And what I learned, and I believe it's one of the reasons why I was able to go to like the second and third level of calculus and get straight A's the whole time, I believe the reason for that was because I understood that it was a process. It was the process that got you the problem, that made the problem correct or not, you see. But what I was getting out of that also was that, just like in our personal lives, we have problems. We have to solve them. So here we are today on the show. It looks like we have a hand raised on our switchboard. So let me pick up this caller. Good morning, caller from area code 73973. You're on the air with Coach LaLisa. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning, my sister. This is Danye Hoffman from Lavender and Lace. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Lavender and Lace in the house. How are you getting that run on?
Oh, I'm just finishing my walk with two of my great friends, Wanda and Donna, and we're here listening to your talk show this morning. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Just wanted to call in and wish you blessings, and also to let your listeners know that we have a Discover Your Compass tonight at 7 p.m. at 620 Clinton Avenue. We want you all to come out and join us.
Yes, yes, and I tell you, I am so jealous of you all. I want to be out there walking with you.
Don't be jealous. You can come the next time.
I want you. That sounds so, just sounds so empowering. You know, early in the morning, you're taking in this fresh air. Wow, that really does sound good. But you're right. Discover Your Compass tonight. It's a powerful, powerful coaching opportunity for you to come and discover your dreams, set your goals, be around powerful, other powerful people that are very supportive. 620 Clinton Avenue, we can't wait. 7 o'clock, you got to be there, and I'm definitely going to mention it some more. Please, if you're anywhere in the Newark, New Jersey area, in the state of New Jersey, Connecticut, Philadelphia, Delaware, all of these areas, you can get to Newark in less than 2 hours.
All right, I'm heading off to work now. You have a blessed morning, and I will see
yes.
you soon.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And say hello to the ladies for us, Wanda, and what's the other lady's name?
Donna.
Hi, Donna. Hi, Wanda. Give you a shout-out.
Hi,
good morning. Morning. Oh, you ladies are doing it. Awesome. Well, we hope to see you tonight. All right. That was Donye from Lavender and Lace. Lavender and Lace. So make sure you come over tonight at 7. It is going to be amazing. Awesome. And all of the things that we've been talking about here on the show, overcoming that fear of success, overcoming that fear of failure, the ability to not only get up, but you, before you get up, you got to look up. You got to be focused. You got to aim at your goal. I tell you, it's going to be awesome. I also want to say good morning and welcome to, again, Paul, I see you in the chat room. I know we couldn't get the chat room open. Hey, Kiva Renee down in Nashville, Tennessee, doing it big down there. She also has her program, Women of Destiny and Men of Valor, on today right here on Blog Talk Radio at 11 o'clock a.m. in the Eastern Standard Time Zone. So follow up for whatever time zone you are in. Awesome. And Pat also said in the chat room, I may feel down now, but I know that things are going to be all right. And children do not come with instructions. Oh, you know, Pat, so many people do feel that way. They so feel that way. But, you know, everything in life, you know, happens for a reason, right? Because nothing just happens. And I know people say that children don't come with instructions. And I'm glad you brought that up because on the back, you know how every book, you know, they have like a few little words on the back. And actually, that's how I lead off the back of my book, God's Plan for My Success. A personal testimony about overcoming the enemy's plan to destroy my life. And I'm about to resurrect that book, by the way. But on the back, oh, good morning, and I want to give a shout-out to Miss Brenda Calloway. Good morning. We love you. Good morning. All the way down in a whole nother state. But I address that very question that you just comment that you just made there, that children do not come with instructions. And so right there on the back of the book, it says that over my years and lifetime, I've heard so many people say that. And sometimes it is very painful to me when I hear that because I wonder, where did we drop the ball? Because the BIBLE is full of instructions on how to raise children. Absolutely full of instructions. Now, granted, when you have that baby, no one walks over to you and says, okay, mommy, here's the baby and here's the Bible. I understand that. And whatever book that you use for your particular religion. Because I know for people, if you're Muslim, it's the Quran. If you know something else, they probably use it. Every religion has its set of instructions, is my point. Now, unless you're atheist, you may not, maybe you don't have a set of instructions. But every religion that I know of has a set of instructions. And those set of instructions always include every member of the household, mother, father, children. So there are instructions for children. Here's the problem, though, I believe. We don't see it that way. And that's why we were saying before that if you can look up, you can get up. You ever notice that some people get knocked down and they stay down, and while someone else can get right up? So it's about how we see it. So if people go through life feeling that children have no instructions, they don't come with instructions, there's no instructions for them other than to learn as you go, then that's how they're going to see it, and that's what it's going to be for them. But for everyone else who doesn't want to do that, will know that that is the set of instructions. And, okay, I'm sorry for the parents out there that no one told you this, because I didn't know either. And I'm sure, but now my mother knew, and she absolutely knew.
because she used that set of instructions on us. For instance, I'll give you some instructions. The book of Proverbs absolutely has everything telling you everything about raising your children. Don't do this, don't do this, don't let them do that. If you see them do this, do this, do this, do that. Now, here's where it gets hairy. You do not have a 411 on how they will turn out, per se. You're not going to get a blow-by-blow description of how they will turn out. However, that's not your problem. Your problem is to give them the instruction that is there in that book. And so, you can use the Bible, and many people do. You do not have to. It has nothing to do with being a Christian. There are many people who read the Bible, know the Bible, and they never set foot inside of a church. And they use it only for a set of instructions for living. And it really is for safety with marriages. Marriages can be a hot mess. And all of a sudden, you begin to follow the instructions. You follow one instruction. I'm telling you, I know I've done it for my own marriage. You follow one instruction from that book about your marriage, and I guarantee you, you will see a turnaround. You will see a turnaround. So anyway, we're not here to talk about that today. We'll talk about that probably another show. Today, what I want to talk about today is the fact that your abilities, because remember, some of us have several abilities. Some have one. If you have one, use that one as if it's your life. And then some have many. And those who have many have to use all of them as if it's their life. Because we're given abilities according to what assignments we have to do. It's just like a person who's a contractor, you know, who builds houses and things of that nature. They take the tools they need to get the job done, what the assignment is. So based on your assignment in life, you will have certain abilities. Now, you may not have tapped into them yet. Some people, they don't ever tap into their abilities until they're like 80, 90, you know. Some people tap into them early, 4 years. There are some kids, you see them, 2 and 3 year olds, already planning and organizing. I'll never forget my niece, who is now about 21. I remember when she was 3, she used to, after every time we would have a family gathering, she would not be somewhere playing. She would be going from person to person to person, getting our plates, taking them to the trash can, emptying it out, putting it in the sink. She wasn't even old enough to do this. But that was because it was an ability that she had, and she was operating in it. Don't ask me why some kids do and some don't. I don't know the answer to that. It probably would take a lot more than a psychologist to even answer, but a psychologist could at least give you some direction for an answer. You know, but you never notice that. Some kids operate in their abilities very, very, very early without any prompting. And now I can see like a Tiger Woods whose father had prompted him to play golf. You know, little kids don't come in the world saying, okay, I want to play golf. No. Now, at a certain age, yes, but at the age he began to play, probably not. So the parents notice that the kid has a skill, though. The parent might say, this child has an ability to really focus because you watch the child play. And the child can sit for hours playing with something. What that right there tells you, that child has great ability to focus. Now you can take them maybe into some type of activity where it requires a high focus. So in other words, for instance, when I was a kid, they should have immediately taken me to something that it was like an obstacle course because I was always up and going. I was not a kid that would sit for a long, long time. Okay? I was a kid that in the classroom, like in the kindergarten, I played with every toy in there. I knew about every toy in the room because I wasn't a kid that would sit in one spot for a long time. So had persons understanding how to tap into a child's gifts, talents, skills, and abilities and had the money to back it up, they could have ushered me into various activities where I would have gotten a chance to, as I say, my new word that I put on Facebook yesterday, potentialize. You see, you can potentialize your child by recognizing certain qualities, attributes, abilities, we call them, as that they have. And now, if you missed your opportunity when they were 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, 12, now you have to teach them how to do it for themselves. Because, you know, what I'm learning about teenagers, and again, because I have to go and speak to a group of teenagers on Monday, and I had to begin to research. It's been a long time since I was a teenager. And since I've never raised children, you see, I don't have that inside scoop, so to speak. Yet I've raised my nephew for 1 year when he was in the sixth grade. So his sixth grade year, so he was probably about 11 going on 12. And he stayed with us an entire school year. So from September to June, I had him for 9 months and maybe throw a month, give or take a month. And then he went back home. So I had that one experience to experience what that was like. But I didn't go into the seventh and eighth grade with him, so I'm missing some pieces there. But one thing I'm learning as I'm talking to people, I'm asking people, well, what is it like dealing with teenagers? And I'm asking even young people, what do you need? What is it like? And I'm asking people that are about 20, what was it like, you know, when you were 13, 14? But what I'm finding out is that teenagers, what they want most, and I don't know if this is true for every teenager, so I don't want to blanket this, but from the way it seems, and I did watch a TV show, just so happened Tyra Banks had a teenager on her show the other day. I said, I'm going to start watching, you know, up until the day that I go to speak, I'm going to start watching more teenager-type, attracting-type shows. I cringe at the thought, but I got to do what I got to do, right? Because, boy, oh, boy, the shows today, ooh, just hearing about them, just looking at some of the lyrics from some of the music that our young people are listening to, is I can't listen to that kind of music too long because I really don't want that in my spirit, but I need to listen long enough so I can at least know what they're listening to. Because when the songs that we listen to, Ooh Baby Baby and Baby I Love You and, you know, Touch Me in the Morning, but we never knew what the touch was. You had to assume what the touch was about, you see. But, boy, these songs today are very explicit. And, you know, a phrase that my mom would use, like, gut, they're like at the bottom, okay, the words that they use. And they're not nice and they're not pretty, like, oh, darling baby. You know, we had, you remember Barry White? Baby, baby, please. Baby, baby. You know, they ain't got that, y'all. They got B-I-T-C-H, please, and H-O, please. Not ooh, baby, baby, please, okay? So anyway, so I'm dealing with these young people, and what I'm finding out about a lot of teenagers, they want independence, you see. Now, not all of them go about it to the extreme, as I did, running away from home, getting in trouble at school, getting suspended and all of that. But even if it's, I want to wear what I want to wear, I no longer, mommy, daddy, whatever, want you to pick out my clothes for me. You ever notice that they don't want that, see? I don't want you doing my hair. Even, you know, some kids will have really long, pretty hair, right? And they'll, even to the point of messing it up, but I don't want you to do it, okay? They don't quite know how to do it themselves, all right? And a lot of times you'll see their hair go down around those ages. You're like, wow, what happened? This kid had all this beautiful hair, and what happened between, you know, age 10 and age 15? Well, that's because they wanted that independence, and they wanted to start doing it on their own, and they don't quite know all that you know about taking care of it. Same things with their hygiene. Before, you took care of that for them. Now that it's there because they want their independence, well, in that case, you have to give it to them. But some things, but you still got to work with them. You got to teach them. You got to show them because they don't quite know. Same thing with schoolwork. Before, you could tell them, sit down, do your homework. Here's your homework sheets and all of that. Once they hit that age 13, 14, all of a sudden now they want to do it their way. they want to do homework when they say they want to do homework. And so I see that as one of the biggest things that, and I could be, you know, I could be a little off base. I don't think I'm too far off base, only because this is what my studies are showing, my research. And this is, you know, live research that I'm getting. This is live research right there, hands-on. So, you know, those of you who have teenagers, you can dispute it or share with me what you see happening with young people. Maybe you have young people. Maybe you have teenagers that you're raising as well. So that's what I'm seeing, is that that's a big thing for them. Same thing with money. All of a sudden, they don't just want the money that you give them. You may have enough money to give them enough money, but no, they want their independence, so now they want to work. They want to show you that, you know, I can handle this, I can do this. And I wonder if some of it, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, you know, because we hear, you know, so many parents, you know, say to their children, oh, you're my big boy, you're my big girl, you're growing up, you're getting big, you're growing up, you know. And maybe they're, okay, let me show you then. Since you say I'm growing up, I'm getting big, I'm your big boy, let me show you how big I am and how grown I am. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. A lot of people do feel that words are important. Words have life. They do guide us. We all know that. So anyway, that's just some thoughts I wanted to put out there. So my word that I put on Facebook, potentialize, P-O-T-E-N-T-I. L-I-C-E, potentialize. I asked the question yesterday on Facebook. I said, what is potentializing or potentialize? And someone sent me back and said, I don't think it's a word. She says, oh, I'll look it up, but I don't think it's a word. I said, oh, yes, it's a word. I just made it up. It's not in the dictionary. I told her, don't bother looking it up. It's not yet in the dictionary. So it means to 100% maximize your abilities to achieve your God-given purpose. So it means to 100% maximize your abilities to achieve your God-given purpose. When you do that, whenever you maximize your abilities to achieve your God-given purpose, you're potentializing. So I hope you're all potentializing today. Now, we want to also wish a happy belated birthday for Hope Harper. I don't think I said that yesterday. It was her birthday. Happy belated birthday, Hope Harper, my baby sister there in Cincinnati, Custom Care Dry Cleaners. But today we have a very, very, very special birthday shout-out to do. Today we want to wish a very, very, very special birthday shout-out to Mr. Howard Scott. It is his birthday today. Good morning, good morning. Mr. Howard Scott, the master motivator, the motivator, motivation master. It is his birthday and his brother's birthday. You know, Howard is a twin, so you get two for one when you get them. So his birthday, they're so funny together. And, you know, it's like, okay, I can't tell you apart. Okay, so which one is you? But you have to look at them really, really, really hard. And I always thought twins were so, so cool, so cool. And I loved twins. I just think that's the coolest thing that God ever did, was make two people that look just alike. I think that is so much fun. And my neighbors, I had neighbors down the street. There were two brothers, and actually the one brother that was a twin married the twin, these two girl twins, and he married the one twin. I thought that was so, so cute. And they are good, good, good friends. Now, today, so here we are, potentializing our life. You got to potentialize your life. You have to make every effort to maximize your abilities that God has given you. Like I talked about my little niece who showed that ability, and she kept it up all throughout. So I loved having family gatherings at my house, and she was there because, you know, this kid was such a big help. And she stayed that way. She never changed. She stayed that way. that way. And I changed, though, because as she got older in her teenage years, I would pay her to actually do it because I felt all the other kids would either be, you know, on the computer watching a movie while she would be busy cleaning up and putting the dishes away and actually stand there washing them. I was like, wow. So, yeah, so whatever you can notice these abilities, if you can notice them in your children, put them to work in some activity that potentializes their ability. Don't put them in. Many children get put into activities which hinder their abilities. Like for myself, for instance, I should have been one of those children that was forced into a public speaking class. And they have them for children. Don't think they don't. And if they don't have them for your children, if you cannot find, and I know New Jersey has them, if you cannot find a public speaking class for your child, if your child is a talker and won't shut up, don't just put them down and don't degrade someone's ability, okay? That's the worst thing you can do. I'm learning another thing about teenagers and how they get low self-esteem. Because remember, self-esteem comes from our self-concept and what people think about us. Well, when you shoot down an ability in a child, that's something that God gave them. They can't change that. So when you shoot that down, you've just stifled it and it hindered them, and now they don't feel like they're worth a whole lot. The same thing with a person's race or their gender, something that they can't change, that they came in the world with that. So to have that, you know, spoken evil of, it's not going to be good for a child. So when you see that, you know, this child has an ability for something, then put them in that. For instance, look at all the people, some of the great, great singers today. What is the first thing they'll tell you? Oh, I've been singing since I was three. I've been in the choir since I was five. You see? I've been playing the drums since I was two, you know, that kind of thing. But that's because those were parents who acknowledged their gift and allowed them to use it, their talent, their abilities. You know, that's what I was going to say. If you cannot find, let's say for your child is a speaker, and you cannot find an opportunity for them to be trained as that, in the church, there's every opportunity. Let them get on the programs to read scripture, to do something from the podium or anything that will cause them to speak in public, because even though it does appear that everyone has to speak at some point in public, it does appear that way, not everyone has the gift or the talent for public speaking. So don't get the two mixed up. Everyone at some point in their life probably will have to speak before people, whether it's on the job, whether it's at a funeral, it could be at a wedding, you could be the best man and be called on to say a word or two. It could be in the community. If something happens at your child's school, they may elect you as PTA president or whatever. At some point in life, you could be called on for that. But that doesn't mean you necessarily have the gift or the talent of public speaking. I'm talking about now possibly a person having that talent, that skill, that ability for it, and having a parent hone it for you or to help you hone it. All right? Again, there are other skills that people have, the skill to, like I said, to concentrate, the skill to focus, the skill to analyze, the skill to debate, you see, and then the child could be directed, you know, in a particular way or have it made known to them what options are out there for them. So today we want to talk about, how to tap into your ultimate abilities, your skills, your talents, so that you can fulfill your purpose. Now, we're going to be helping people do this to a much greater level. I think it is critical to our world. The world needs, hear me good on this, the world. That means somebody in the world, someone or some group of ones okay, a group, a nation, a country, a person, an organization, a family. Someone needs your abilities, your talents, your skills, each and every one of us, whatever they so be. Therefore, it is your right, it is your God-given right to express whatever talents he has given you, whatever they might be. One person may have something totally different. Now, we have some awesome, awesome opportunities coming up for you to develop, empower, discover, hone in your purpose, your talents, your skills, your abilities, your gifts. So many opportunities. Whether you read a book, you may sign up for a training class. There are many, many, many ways. There's more than one way. You may tune into various, several, all kinds of blog talk radio shows now. You may come tonight at 7. How many of you are coming? Please inbox me on Facebook. Go to Facebook right now. If you're on your computer, please go to Facebook right now and inbox me that you're coming tonight to 620 Clinton Avenue in Newark, New Jersey, only about 5 minutes from, it's probably about 10 minutes from the Newark airport, about 15 minutes from Penn Station. You can take a bus, you can take a train, right there, Clinton Avenue. I'm sure if you want to get there, you will get there. 7 o'clock, so we've given you plenty of time to get off work. It's not going to interfere with your whole Resurrection Day services and all of that that will take place probably tomorrow. I know many of you were doing things last night. Congratulations also to Pat, who had to also speak last night. And so congratulations. I pray all went well. I'll talk to you later and find out exactly how everything went. So it won't interfere with that. Come out tonight if you're at least a bit curious, even the curious come out. Even you might be skeptical. You may be saying to yourself, whatever they got, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to change. I want to stay who I am. I like myself the way I am. Please, you are the main person that I want to come. I love dealing with the skeptical. Please, 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 please come if you are skeptical. If you are thinking, this ain't going to help me. What do I need to go and find out? Or I already know that. I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt. I definitely want you to come. I love those individuals. Give me the person who feels, oh, been there, done that, got my T-shirt. Please come. Please come. Please come. I got another T-shirt for you. Hello. So please come. Please come. If you can't make it, send someone you know. Everybody knows someone who needs to discover who they really are. Everybody knows somebody who is not potentializing their life. Everybody knows a few people probably that's not. And why not give them the gift that can build them up, empower them, inspire? You know, it amazes me how at Christmas time you should see people. They are scrambling. You hear me? Scrambling to purchase people things like a scarf, you know, a house coat, a shirt, pants, a necklace, diamond rings, all of these things that only affect your outward self. But the things that, and they're actually hoping that the person will love them or care for them or like them better and all of this other stuff, appreciate them, value them, all whatever reasons we, you know, oh my God. And yet, there are divorced people who have a dresser drawer full of stuff that somebody gave them. That is no symbolization that anyone cares anymore about you. I know, I don't know, and that's not for everybody, but I know for me, you know, I don't have the perfect marriage, absolutely not. But one thing I knew, I didn't know a lot about marriage when I got married, trust me. I didn't know almost anything. One thing I did know was that material things was not going to make the marriage successful. That much I did know. So when my husband and I got married and decided to get married, we basically agreed on that. You know how you agree to disagree? But we agreed that it wasn't going to be material things. And so we basically said we weren't going to do that unless we just really, really wanted to. But I let him know I didn't require it. He let me know he didn't require it. He does require a card. My husband will get so upset if he doesn't get a card. But other than that, we don't do all that gift stuff, you know. Even for our marriage, you know, it was very simple. We had a very simple wedding, and it was my first marriage. I could have been like, oh, I got to have this and that and this and that. And blah, blah. But no, I was like, nah, that's all right. We'll save that money for something else. And we just had a very, very simple wedding. I got my dress at JCPenney's for like $50. JCPenney's, the bridal department, was going out of business. And we found out about it. My sister-in-law told me, I think. And she went with me. I picked out a dress. I'll never forget. All their bridal, they were literally giving away their bride's gowns and what have you. And that's what happened. So we didn't hire a fancy caterer. I was like, my mama know how to cook. So me, my mother, my siblings, we cooked food for 150 people. And we were tired the night before, let me tell you, but everybody loved the food. We had a lot of fun, though. We were at the Knights of Columbus right there in South Orange, right around the corner from Seton Hall. And we had a lot of fun. But so I say all that to say that, you know, material things aren't the most important thing in the world. It's the internal things. Material things are great, don't get me wrong. You'll catch me at any given moment, you know, in a cute suit. I love suits. Anybody that knows me knows that I love suits. But they're not all that expensive, but I love them. But one day they will be, because I am definitely looking forward to shopping at St. John's. And they have one right there in the Short Hills Mall, so I already got my eye on the store. I don't have a problem, but I know it's for a time and for a season. But I said all that to say that come out tonight, 7 o'clock, so that you can be empowered and give that. It's free. You don't have to pay anything to come. It's free. But give the gift of empowerment. I don't understand why we don't want to empower, especially the people around us, our friends, our coworkers, our children. Our children should be the first people we want to empower. Again, never had kids, but I got that much sense to know that my child is the first person I want fully empowered, inspired. Hello, this is the person that's got to, you know, do for themselves soon and probably do for me as well. But children are interesting. They're an interesting lot. And I just know that if you empower yourself, you're going to feel better. That's just the way it is. A lot of people who don't take the time to empower themselves, they usually feel down a lot. You know, they feel very depressed. They're always feeling down. They're like on a roller coaster, up one day, down the next. Because what happens, they're going with the situation. If a good situation is there, they're feeling up and happy. But if a bad situation comes about, now they're feeling down and negative. So in these sessions that we're going to be doing, and I believe this is the start of something big, where we're going to be tonight, all right? Where we're going to be tonight is a part of my dream. And that's why I'm telling people all the time, please, 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 whatever you do, don't let your dream die. Whatever you do, don't let your dream die. I'm living my dream tonight. I've been dreaming for 2 years. 2 years. Well, it'll be 2 years in July. July 31st, 2009. All right. I held my first Discover Your Compass session. And I've been dreaming ever since of a place where I could go that I could announce to the public that we're having this session. So I'm excited. I'm so excited. You just don't know. Because I couldn't announce to the public that I'm having the session at my home. You know, you just don't do that. So we don't quite live in that kind of world anymore. So I've been wanting a place, wanting. But you see, here it is tonight. It's happening. So when I tell you to live your dream, don't give up on your dream, don't let it die, I'm telling you exactly what I'm walking in myself. I'm not telling you something that I hope will happen for you, I think it might happen. No, I'm telling you something that I've lived that I know will absolutely happen. But you've got to step out on faith. Now, we also have another very, very special announcement and very, very special guest. Oh, yes, Rocky. It's not how hard you can hit, it's how hard you can get hit and still get up. All right, that's coming from Mr. Paul Kiriazzi in the chat room. Awesome, awesome. Now, I did say, we did a very, very, very special shout out for, oh, you know, I had to address this, Paul. Paul said, JCPenney's wedding dress, it boggles the mind. Yes, Paul, I'm telling you, that was a very, very, very precious time, and maybe one day when I can get around to it, I will scan a picture from my wedding of that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful dress and ensemble from JCPenney's that literally cost me pennies. And I'll put that right there on Facebook. But good morning also, John Slim. Good morning, good morning. But yeah, Pat, you're so right. Your abilities are giving to us according to the assignments that we have to complete in our lives. And we need to discover them. We need to discover them. But we also have another very, very, very special person today. We have Kenny on the switchboard. Good morning, good morning, Kenny. Also, good morning, Mr. Obey. Good morning, good morning. See, you've been tuning in. And I don't know if you're able to make it tonight to the to our coaching session where we're going to be discovering our compass live coaching session with Coach Lalisa and Coach Donier and some others over at, we're going to be at 620 Clinton Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Not hard to get to. We're going to be over there doing it big. Also, want to say good morning to our good friends in North Carolina. We have friends in Charlotte, Miss Lorraine. God bless you on your test. I know she's taking final exams. God bless you also to Miss Virginia Dancy. We finally got the information up on Facebook. I will be putting it on my website this weekend about the Releasing Your Inner Power conference that is touring to other cities. So our first city, I am so overly excited that I don't talk as much about it as I probably should, but I am so overly excited and so overwhelmed with, again, following your dream. It was a dream. When I wrote the book 6 years ago, Release Your Power, it was just a dream. First of all, just to write the book was a fulfillment of something that I never imagined I would do. And then as the book evolved, the book has evolved, because you don't just write a book and it sits there. No, books can evolve if you let them, just like your abilities can evolve if you let them. Your assignments can evolve if you let them. Your goals can evolve if you let them. So the book, Release Your Power, it has evolved into a retreat, a conference, an award banquet. The award banquet, it will be held here in New Jersey in July, July 16. So please mark your calendars for that. And this will be the third year for the award banquet, and we give out about 12 to 14 awards to awesome, awesome women of power. These are women that have done great things in their careers, their assignments, their ministries, the community. And then we provide you with a little entertainment. We started that last year when we had Miss Kirsten Stevens, who is a violinist. Awesome, awesome, powerful. Mr. Versi Walker was also there with us, and he shared from his book, Success, how I ended up here. And I did speak to him, by the way. He's feeling a lot better, but he's a little under the weather with a cold, you know, so we all get those every now and again. But so he will definitely be back next week. We're, you know, just going to continue to pray for his strength and healing. But he's doing fine. I talked to him. There's nothing to worry about. No big deal. He's, you know how it is. You just get a little under the weather. But yeah, but you know, you might connect with him on Facebook or whatever. But also, oh my goodness. So, but the releasing your power, evolving to where it would go to another city, was just a dream. It was just a dream. However, you know, we say dreams come true, but they come true when you begin to take steps toward, you know, some goal. So the goal was to have the event here. We had the event here, and a woman showed up, Miss Virginia Dancy. And when she came, she caught on to the idea of taking this to another city. And so she said, oh, let's bring it to North Carolina then. Bring it to my city. And Greensboro said, fine, let's do it. And that's how we ended up. So now it is scheduled for June 24th, 5th, and 6th in Greensboro, North Carolina. She has done a tremendous amount of footwork to get this put together, talking to hotels, searching out hotels, negotiating packages for the cost of the lunch and this and that, and coordinating with other people to get the word out, staying on my case and probably some other people's cases about getting the flyer done, and she's brought it. I mean, just a phenomenal job, this woman, I'm telling you. Again, that's what happens when you allow your abilities to evolve and you take those steps and move towards your dream. So there's countless of people we'll meet, and I can't wait to be coming to Greensboro, North Carolina, with the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference. It is now officially on tour. And so we're also looking for other cities that want to host this conference. So now that we have pictures from our New Jersey conference, we'll have pictures from the North Carolina conference, and then we'll, you know, just spread it. And hopefully we will be able to go to other cities in the Midwest. So we're looking at some. And like I said, I just connected recently with a niece who is in Seattle, Washington. I've never seen this niece. She's in her 20s. My brother's ex-wife moved to Seattle, Washington years ago, before she was born. She was actually born there. But my husband's ex-wife is actually from Cincinnati, Ohio. And my brother passed away about two going on 3 years. So I didn't never get to meet her. She's very far away, Seattle, Washington, but I connected with her on Facebook. I found her on Facebook through another of one of my brother's children that I am in touch with, and I talked to her on Facebook only. So I am definitely got a reason now to go to Seattle, Washington. So here's another opportunity to meet people, network is about building relationships with other people who are like-minded, who are maybe evolving in the place that you're evolving, going where you want to go. So we want to give a shout out to each and every person that has definitely supported the Coach Lalisa Show in any way, shape, form, or fashion, whether you purchased a book, Release Your Power, God's Plan, even pre-ordered From Prostitute to Princess. That'll be here very, very shortly. We are excited about that book. We're excited about the work that's going to go forth. We're excited for you and about what you're doing. Please don't forget tomorrow we will still do the show, Good Friday. Remember, tomorrow you can call in, tell us about your business, tell us about what you're doing, if you have a project or a business that you want to let us know about. Please call in so we can open up the phone lines and take your call and tell us. Yes, have another motivating day, Pat says. Have a great day, everyone. And also, happy birthday, Beverly. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Beverly. It was Hope's birthday. I don't know if you're talking about Beverly, my sister. It was actually my baby sister, Hope. It was her birthday yesterday, if that's what you're talking about. And, yes, happy birthday to the Master Motivator and his twin. Good morning, good morning again. Love you, Kiva, Brenda, Pat, Tina. Love you, Donye. Donye is a powerful, powerful, powerful sister. Y'all got to meet her. Her program, Lavender and Lace. If you're tuned in to Lavender, if you're Lavender and Lace and you were tuned into the show, don't forget our topic today. We were talking about the word potentialize, what it means and what it will do for your life, what it will do for your life, how it can enhance you. And thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul. You always say that, Paul, but thank you, thank you, thank you. But I trust you. You, any man that can make audiobooks and make movies and can work with stars like Frank Sinatra Jr. and Greg Norris and many of the other great Hollywood stars that some of us grew up on, anyone that can do all that, believe me, I take it. Okay, so Paul, you'll have to go back and listen to the archives to hear that piece. We're no longer streaming in the chat room. So thank you, Virginia and Miss Cindy Hunter and Miss Aretha Pugh Robinson and the others and Mr. William Thompson and the other people that are going to be at the powerful, powerful Release Your Inner Power Conference down in North Carolina at the Hyatt Place. Can't wait. Looking forward to it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have more updates for you and more announcements. Don't forget the word potentialize. Make sure you're potentializing today. If you're not my Facebook friend, become my Facebook friend today so you can keep up with all that's going on tonight, 7 o'clock. I'm going to try to tape the session so that those of you who missed the session, you can catch it on YouTube. Go to our YouTube channel. Go to the YouTube channel for Lalisa J. Williams and watch some of the videos there. Please make comments. Let your friends watch them. I'm telling you, we're about to take this to a whole new level. So you have a great day, awesome day, and we'll see you here tomorrow. Same time, same place. It's Coach Lalisa.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you got to keep moving on up because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.